Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. So we're into it now, huh? It's basically officially spring, not quite with us, but for all intents and purposes.
It's one of the two most exciting days in gardening. It's the day you get the garden in and the day you pull it out.
You mentioned that you're already seeing fruit trees blossoming.
Yes. Yeah. And this is early. This is early because the mean frost date, of the last frost is later in the month, in March.
Mm-hmm. We have what I think is an ornamental pear tree, and it's all blossomed and just humming with, I guess, bees. I walked by it the other day, and just this thing is just vibrating.
Warms up a little bit. The bees come out and start pollinating everything. They get excited.
So we're into it. We are still a little ways away, though, Wayne, from what is likely the last frost.
That is correct. That is correct. And this is one of those times that you're going to gamble. You know, like I said, you don't go to the horse track with a weatherman because you never can tell what he's going to bet on.
Right.
And the last frost date averages between the 20th and 30th of the month. I know some people use March 17th as the date, but the mean date, which is the date that it most likely occurs, most often occurs, is between the 20th and 30th for this part of Texas.
The fact that this has been, I guess, a relatively mild winter, would that have any bearing on it at all?
Or? Some of it, yeah. Of course, long-term weather, heaven only knows what's going to happen there.
Right. You never know, because I've seen snow in early April around here, so you never do know. But now we talked about, of course, there are some plants that you probably have already put in if you're going to, onions and broccoli, and those are not affected very much.
They're going to be, some of them will be affected slightly, like you'll see some leaves burnt if you get a really heavy frost. But they will recover very well, very well. Frost cloth, if you got, you have some frost cloth, lay that over top of them. That'll take care of it. It's a really good investment. You can use it for a long, long time. It's like a really lightweight blanket. Local garden store is the best place to get it. I've seen it at some of the big box stores for a price that I don't want to afford.
So. So if you're going to put anything out this early, still before that last, likely before the last frost, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, and like for instance, tomatoes. Tomatoes go in kind of early in the season, not after the last frost. But there's always a chance you're going to have another one. So if you get frost cloth, throw it over top of the tomato. The heat from the ground will keep it from damaging the plant.
Now, you mentioned a frost cloth. If you went to the gardening store, the big box store, they would know what you're talking about?
Yeah, they might. I can't kind of just
have a roll of the dice.
But
you mentioned that they're a little pricey, so could you get by with just a plain old blanket?
Oh, sure. You can get by with a plain old blanket. A sheet will work. I mean, it won't work quite as good as frost cloth because it lacks a little bit of insulation that stuff has. But it will work.
I see. We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Now I read it's time to spread pre-emergent weed killer granules to your lawn to prevent crabgrass and grass burrs this coming summer. The time for pre-emergent weed killers to prevent the current crop of weeds was late last summer. So if you're going to do some spring gardening, planning is important.
Yes, planning. You got to make sure what you want to put in.
Well, planning, not planting, but planning.
One leads to the other.
Well, right. One comes before the other.
Yeah, and determine the size of your garden. Figure out what you like to eat. I mean, I've had some really bad crops from time to time because it ends up being something I don't like and a waste of space. And I've got a pretty good sized garden. Yeah. Figure out how big a space you need, how much you want to eat. Yeah, how much you want to plant, and then determine where you want to put it. And you got to make sure you get the size of it right, too. Mm-hmm.
This is readily available, this information online?
Sure. The back of every seed packet, in fact, that you purchase will tell you how wide your rows are going to have to be. For instance, onions and beets and small things, small root crops, carrots. You only have to space those about 18 inches apart in the rows. But you get into potatoes or tomatoes, you got to put 3 to 4 feet. And I'd suggest 4 feet because when they start bushing out, if you've got two rows of them, rows side by side, you're going to have trouble getting in there to pick.
Mm-hmm. What are some popular vegetables that are relatively easy to grow for people that are maybe just getting started.
Okay, we're talking onions. Mm-hmm. The classic easiest one, beans. Everybody likes beans, and there's all kinds of them. I went to do an article on beans one day and started counting the numbers, and when I got up to 50 different kinds of beans that you can get in your local box store,
right,
let alone the seed catalogs, right. Beans are good. Beets. Beets come up readily.
I said vegetables that people like.
Oh.
No, I know there are people.
You need to talk to my wife
and daughter.
That's
right. You said your wife's a big beet lover. So.
And my daughter is waiting for them to come up and go. She likes them roasted. That's. But yeah. Carrots are good.
Okay, good.
Carrots are good. Now, carrots, of course, some of the blacklands are a little tough on carrots. You got to get a lot of organic material in there to loosen up the soil.
Yeah. Now, you said that there are some. I didn't think about this. Hadn't thought about this. There are some vegetables, popular vegetables, that don't work well together.
They don't play nice. They don't play nice. They can stunt the growth of an adjacent vegetable, like corn and potatoes. You know, put corn and potatoes together.
Not like, side by side.
Not side by side. Give it a little room. Beans and onions. I don't know why, but if you plant beans and onions together, it will stunt the beans.
Wow. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Hey, you too, John. Take care.
Hunt County Master Gardener, Wayne Bowman. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETY.